friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm doing a podcast on a show I was recommended from a friend. I'm doing the first full season, and I said I was going to do a review on this. When I was saying all the reality TV shows I'm going to review were, and this was one of them. And today we are talking about Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. So I'm doing season one, taking a little break from Love Island USA. Haven't watched the family day when they met each other's family. Saw like clips of the family bits. We'll talk about that in extent. Loved what Melanie's family said to her. Wish she would have left with them. Love how insincere his dad bashed him, told him the hard truth, being like, I wouldn't be your friend, I wouldn't sit with you, you are a terrible person, I didn't raise you like that. Insincere to deserve that. We'll talk about that in my next podcast, and I will do Family Day, tonight's episode, and the finale, all three, depending on how long it is. It might be a longer podcast, so you might get a little drink, alcoholic beverage would be best for that one, and that probably will be out, will be my last podcast for Love Island USA, and that will probably release on Monday. So before my last podcast of Love Island USA, I did a podcast of season one of Vanderpump Villa. Season one of Vanderpump Villa. Today I'm doing season one of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I have notes. I don't know if I'm going to go in order of my notes because I have stuff that I want to talk about as well. So we'll see how this goes. If it's this, that, and the other, and all over the place, it's all over the place. But I did my notes on how I saw things happening from the first episode to, because there's only 8 episodes. So for the first episode to the 8th episode, which is the last episode, there is 4 seasons. Pretty much, if you want to take a break, you could finish this in like 2 days, depending on it, how tired you are. Max, like 3, I would say, but yeah, it doesn't take that long. Very entertaining, not a bad show at all. I told my friend that I watched it. She wanted to know my opinion. I'm probably gonna send her this as well. It is. Clip out the like intro part and then like start it off from 4 minutes and then to the end, but for her to hear my whole opinion. All right, so let's get started. Here's the thing. I'm not Mormon. This podcast, spoiler alert, I've been giving you the spoiler alert first before I hear something, because some of my videos get like if I get a comment, I get a comment of something, or like a thumbs down or emoji or something. So I'm just gonna say automatically here, I may offend some of you, I may not offend some of you, and I say may because maybe some, like, I probably will upset some of you. I probably won't upset some of you. Again, this is my opinion. This is my thoughts. This is, some of them are pre-thoughts I had already. this also has to do with misogyny and how the world is horrible against women in general, and everything, this, that, the other. Okay, this is my opinion. Another thing I want to say is I am not Mormon. Religious-wise, I am a Christian. I have grown up in the church. I went to church. I believe in Jesus. And so I'm just gonna, there's some things that I'm gonna, again, I don't Bible people anyway, right? But there are some things that I am going to talk about that for me, what I don't like that I've read in the Bible, and I'm not gonna say this is insult. Well, no, I don't memorize verses. I just remember what they have said, and if I see the verse doing a devotional in the morning or night, like I see that one pop up, I don't read it because I'm so against it. But I'll mention that too. But again, I'm not preaching anyone. I'm not saying nothing. Love is love. God loves all. That's all I'm going to say. And that's it. Done. Alright? Not preaching. Just saying my opinions. My thoughts and opinions. Again, this is my thoughts and opinions. This is a fact. Everybody that's saying their opinions on any show is their opinion. You hate it? That's fine. This is going to be... I don't be doing this. Even if I was Mormon, would be controversial. Alright, first thing, before I start the recap of the show, alright, I saw online that a lot of Mormons were like, we don't act this way, we don't act this way, this doesn't represent us as Mormon people. Okay, alright, first off, what you're saying is a lie. And this is where I'm going to offend some of you. Why I say this is a lie is, okay, I'm gonna try to use my words carefully. If I don't, again, this is my opinion. Some of you, again, I'm gonna also use like words that it's how I'm feeling. Is that equivalent to how the word is used? But this is, for me, is equivalent, okay? In general, before I start with the... No, actually, I'm going to continue with the controversy. Alright. Some of you do. Half of the women that are Mormon do act like this. The difference is, it's not caught on tape. I remember seeing, I'm going to mention two documentaries. I remember seeing a documentary where Mormons can leave the Mormon world and see how non-Mormon, or maybe it was Amish, it's one of those two, live, okay? And then, when they come back from their adventure, they could see if they could decide if they want to stay in the Mormon life or get out of the Mormon life and get executed. And I have an issue with it. What do you mean executed? So, no, that's messed up. Okay, again, I'm Christian. Like, if you leave the faith, or if, I guess, you don't follow the Bible, like, completely, like, you know, this, you believe in that, whatever, you don't get excommunicated. That is one thing I think is stupid. Okay. Alright. So, anyway. Going to that, but people say, oh, this is not how Mormons are. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of Mormons like that. It's just like they aren't being filmed. Okay. That's the first topic. I'm trying to see how. Alright, I'm bringing this up now. Me, personally, my opinion, I didn't say this is right. My opinion, I feel like women in the Mormon community, wives of the Mormon, in the Mormon community, fiancés of the Mormon community, girlfriends of the Mormon community, are equivalent to slaves. Hear me out. This is where people are going to be like, "What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you, no, no, no. It's the... Get, hold on. Let me explain. Alright? You have the Mormon community, it particularly, there's other communities like this too. Anyone that is like male dominant, putting male on pedestals, misogyny, everything like that. Alright. What I wrote here was, you have to do everything your husband says. This, that, and the other. Men are put on pedestal. Is their way or the highway. Hell will break if you do not. You need to be submissive. Have no personality. Where else? Sorry. Men can be very narcissistic. Men have to make the decision. They dominate the relationship. I'm trying to get everything that I have. If they can do anything in the world, they can have a zillion and ten wives. And we've heard this, like, in the news and stuff. Because this show is based, is in Salt Lake City, Utah. There's the Book of Mormon, making fun of Mormon culture and saying stuff that it actually does, right? Where Mormons are. Men can have a zillion and ten wives. Their wives, women are forced to get married 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. They have to have children by the age of 21. All this messed up stuff, okay? And these husbands can have addictions of porn, gambling, which, if you're religious anywhere, is like you're not supposed to gamble. Right. This, that, and the other. And it's okay if the men do it. If it's okay if the men cheat. It's okay if the men do this. It's okay. Women cannot. And I'm gonna go based on, there's a couple, I'm not gonna say Bible verses because I don't remember Bible verses and be like, no, I'm just gonna say them. I hate these couple verses in the Bible. It first starts with women. Women must respect their husband, and men must love their husband. Women must respect their husbands. Men should love their wives. I said husband twice by accident. Okay? No. Love. I'm gonna go to Love Island really quick and connect the dots right here with here. No. Love is nothing. You love someone and you disrespect them, just like it's sincere, right? He likes Melody, right? He disrespects her constantly. No, that's not a relationship you want to be in. they say you, they like you, they say you love, they love you, but they treat you like shit? No. This is one of the verses I hate particularly. No. The latter. Even if it's a same-sex relationship, both partners in the relationship should love and respect each other. Okay? We'll say in a heterosexual? Woman and man relationship. I'm just gonna do it like that, because alright? Your husband, your boyfriend, your fiance, whoever. Wife, girlfriend, whoever. Both parties should love, respect, and respect each other. Not men. Oh yeah, love her. Only love her. And I was like, love her like Christ loved the church. Respect him like, no. Both parties need to love and respect each other. Oh, I'm going to respect you and treat you with respect and honor. You should do the same. If I have to respect and love you, if I have to respect you, you have to respect me too. I'm being faithful. I'm not cheating on you. You should do the same. I'm not doing this. You should also not be doing this. Respect on both aspects. This is the verse that pisses me off the most. No. What do you mean? He has to love me and treat me like shit and do this and the other and, cheat on me every other day and have a zillion to three wives or in this instance, cheat on me and be, I'll get in there to it, particularly, but, like with Whitney's situation, I have a Tinder account, sending pictures to girls sending pictures to him, and probably cheating on her. Well, he's already cheating on her, but like probably hooking up with those girls, having a porn addiction. And what I'm supposed to do, I'm supposed to respect him. If he tells me to leave, I leave. But am I allowed to tell him to leave? No. Fuck that. Fuck the patriarchy, misogyny, no. If I'm supposed to treat you with respect, you're supposed to treat me with respect. No. Love is not enough. Love is not enough. And you shouldn't be staying in a relationship just because you have kids. Your kids shouldn't be seeing how to be disrespected. Your daughters are going to think, oh, they should be disrespected. Your sons are going to treat women like trash. Anyway, that's one thing that pisses me off. That's a Bible verse that's forever. When I first read it, pissed me off. I don't think it's when I first read it. But I think when I first read it, I was like, wait. And like, I actually like dissected it, and then, not dissected it, when I first like was like, wait, what is this actually saying? And I'm just reading it and just like, wait. And having it in a plan, and actually like reading it, and I was like, wait, no, that's not okay. I'm not an object, no. Okay. I'm trying to think of how to start it. Okay. Again, I also seen, I think it's called, Obey, Pray, Stay, and it's about the Mormon community and how it's bad because they have, like, very underage women dating men that could be their grandpa or father, which is completely messed up, and they're being abused, and this, that, and the other. So, coming into the show, I was scared, because I know that happens a lot, and I was like, oh, it's gonna be these now 20-year-olds, right, that are, like, between 20 and 30 years old, with these, like, dudes that are either their dad's age or it could be their grandpa's age. And my relief was, no, their husbands are either, their age or a little bit older. And the only one that has, like, is married to a guy that's way older than her, or would be considered married, like, it's like, he's close to his 50s, like, close to her dad's age, and I'm like, it's Demi, but I love Demi. Demi's one of my favorite. I love Demi. I love her outfits. Very stylish. I love Macy. My favorite outfit from hers was at Michaela's birthday. I love Michaela's dress at her birthday too. And I love Jessie, her outfits. I love it. They created Mom Talk, and they're in Mom Talk, and this was made from Taylor, Frankie, Paul, and I looked up her husband. Her husband is around their age too. Okay. Here's the thing. One thing I hate the most about learning about the Mormon community, things I already knew already, was the girls have to get married so young. Your frontal lobe is not developed yet. You're getting pressured into doing things that you do not want to do by men that are older than you or men that are the same age as you. And that's not okay. Yeah, I'll start here. The guys that I hate I'm not going to say this season. I think I'm going to continue hating them. Is Zach Affleck, who is, I believe, second cousin. His cousin, he's related to Ben Affleck. And Dakota. They're both controlling, manipulative, toxic men. Jen Affleck, which I think is very funny because Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner, right? Which I heard, like, her, Jen, they both have the same middle name. And, so, Ben Affleck dated a Latina, J-Lo, right? Zach is married to a Latina. So, something I'm gonna mention. Jen talked about how her mom she works housekeeping in Zach's dad's hospital, which I'm like, that's awkward. You guys are family now. He wouldn't help her out. And another thing is that I would like to mention on that is he treats her like crap. He's insecure because she's making all the money. Who fucking cares? There's money being made. You have I know she doesn't want to say it, but your husband has who I'll get to in a minute. Your husband, who has an addiction, your husband has a gambling problem to the point his family gave him money for school. He spent it all to gamble, and he uses your money, Jen. And he doesn't care if he loses it all to gamble. He has a problem, and he needs to go to AA for not AA. He needs to go to gambling and now anonymous. And he's like, oh, when I become a big doctor, I'll make all the money. No, she'll still make more money than you. Get over it. He does, in my opinion, does what a lot. Jen has mentioned it in the episode, like the second to last episode and the last episode, that he has not narcissistic traits. All the other girls have said it. I agree, especially to the point that like, oh, his okay, I love New York. I would say, yeah, go to New York, best place in the USA. After that, I would say is, I've never been to California, but I would say, yeah, California. But best place ever, New York. But to be like, I don't care about my own talk, I don't care if you don't have any friends there, whatever, you're isolating her on purpose. And living with someone that has narcissistic traits, my dad, and how he was like, oh, we're moving here, you don't know anyone. But it's lucky, like, again, like, my mom, my sister is more introverted, but, like, she can make friends. We can all make friends very easily. But, yeah, that's a narcissistic person right there. Like, oh, trying to get you away from people that you love and care about. Anyway, continuing on. It being okay that he has gambling issues and his issues, that's okay. But I don't see Jen doing anything wrong. All I see is Zach be like, listen to me, and then if she puts her foot down, he gets all grumpy. Okay, here's the thing. And then I'll get to the review in a minute. Alright, this is my opinion. Again, I'm going to say this a lot. This is my opinion. Again. Between all the husbands, okay? I'm going to say Macy, her husband. I put his name here. Sorry, I have to go up, down, up, down. I'm going to find it. Give me a second. My friend Jake or Jacob. Okay. Is the cutest. I would say after that, I didn't put his name down. Maybe Michaela's husband is after that. Okay. Those are the only ones. Okay. But Jake is, I would say, the hottest. Like when the question to Lena was like, oh, who, if all of us were single, which husband would you go? And I think she said Brett, which is the one that's almost 50, which is Demi's husband. I'm like, no, Brett, he's not even cute. I would say Jake. I'll say Jake, because he's hot. Okay, but anyway. Alright, and I'm gonna say something with that, okay? In a second. Zach, you are not cute at all, in my opinion. You are lucky to have Jen as your wife. She's a baddie, she's gorgeous. You try to be this, that, the other, macho, buy property, possessive, whatever, this, that, and the other, controlling, da da da. Don't make sense. See, I don't like not, okay? Either way, I'm gonna be specific. Even if he was good looking, I would still hate him and be like, you're an asshole for that. But the leeway, I would be like, oh, yeah, he's an asshole and he's good. Like, you would expect an asshole that's good looking, right? He's not even good looking. He's just an asshole. For me, I'm like, if he was good looking, That's why I'm like, if Jake was like that, I'd be like, he's a good looking asshole.
Right.
Of course he's an asshole because he's good looking. You get what I mean? But Zach, you're not even good looking. You're just an asshole. There's no reason for you to, for what? You score, it's giving a guy that won the jackpot. The jackpot is Jen,
right?
Baddie. She's out of your league, right? You're afraid to lose her, or, oh yeah, I could get another baddie. No, you can't. You're not that good looking. Lower yourself. Because I did hear, like, because you were being mean for no reason. She's like, if you keep going like this, I'll divorce you. And I'm like, yes, stand firm on this, sister. Stand firm. And Dakota, you aren't cute either. Why are you possessive? Like, excuse me? Okay, with the Dakota and Taylor, again, I haven't seen the whole four seasons. I'm on Taylor's side. Okay, so let's just get to the recap, because I think I'm going to overlap with what I have to say with the recap. All right, let's start with the, I never do this, the song, like the theme song, okay? The thing that makes it, like, go. All right, so when the show first started, I heard Unholy by Sam Smith and Kim P. I don't know how to say her name specifically. And she's the one that made Heart to Break. I tried to fight, but I can't help it. That one. Okay? That's the only song I knew from her. Plus the Sam Smith song. Unholy. And she sounds different on both songs. Give me a second. I'm about to sneeze. I'm experiencing allergies. It's so hot out. So if anything, if you hear the air con or anything like that, it's horrible outside. Heat wave, everything's terrible. It's hell out here. Anyway, so if you hear a sneeze, that's why. If you don't, I paused it and you didn't hear it. All right, number one. They have, the Mormons have a lot of rules. Some make no dang sense. Some make no sense. Give me one second. And some make no sense. Like, they can't have coffee. Why? Why? And when I was starting to watch it, I was like, dude, can they not have soda? And they can have soda. But I've seen, like, a lot of diet sodas. So they can have soda. And then they have, like, when they go to places, I see, like, it's, like, soda machines, okay? Okay, imagine, like, Starbucks or any other, like, coffee shop, okay? It's, like, an extra, a venti, whatever, okay? So, for me, I go to Starbucks. I'm a Starbucks girly. Complicated Starbucks drink. Love is sweet. This, that, the other, okay? So, they have, like, a soda. Alright. For me, my soda of choice, and the only soda I drink, is Pepsi, okay? It would be like how I see how these girls are doing here, okay? It's like having a Pepsi, because that's the only soda I drink, okay? It's like having a Pepsi, and then putting vanilla extract. Vanilla. Caramel. Hazelnut. Toffee nut. Brown sugar syrup. All of that. Cinnamon powder. And they put that all
in a soda. I'm not saying Pepsi, right? Let's just say, like, okay, maybe, like, Sprite or Canada Dry, okay? Again, I'm Canadian. Canada Dry, all right? And they put that, and then they're like, sparkly water with it. And for me, okay, again, they didn't use Pepsi. I'm just using Pepsi because that's the only, like, soda I drink other than Canada Dry. And I'm like, to put all that in a coffee order makes sense and it will taste good. To put that in, like, a soda or, like, sparkling water or water, but it's not, it's soda, it's some kind of soda, because they're not allowed to have coffee, remember? I like that taste is, sounds like it tastes gross to me. And they're like, oh yeah, we have like a zillion soda a day, like we probably gonna only live until like 50 because of how much. And I'm like, yeah, plus I guess like your immune system is used to like that. It doesn't sound good. Even like I said, like if it was sparkling water with all, or like vitamin water, I love vitamin water, and then you just put those stuff in it too, like that tastes disgusting. That sounds disgusting, because I heard like these girls like orders, I didn't write it down because it just shocked me. It was like, oh, this soda, and then a pump of vanilla, a pump of... I was like, okay, this is like my Starbucks order. I'm going to tell you my Starbucks order, for example. A venti coffee frappuccino, cinnamon powder, caramel drizzle, coffee nut, hazelnut, brown sugar syrup, and that's me being... That's the simplest one I get, okay? I also get, like, the different ones that come out seasonally, too. But, yeah, that's my basic one. But, like, yeah, it was like that. I was like, huh? But I bet they do have, like, coffee places there because people visit, right? But they're not allowed to have... Like, what's wrong with coffee? What's wrong with coffee? Coffee, okay, I'm a night owl, okay? I have to a lot of times get up early. I have to get up early a lot. A, because of my babies, I'm a dog mom, and work and all these stuff, right? I'm not a morning person. I need my coffee to be able to function. What's wrong with having coffee? I understand the drugs part. I understand like the alcohol part. They don't really want people to, right? But what's wrong with coffee? Explain the coffee one. I don't get that one. Explain the coffee one. Like, I still, after watching this, it makes no fucking sense. Like, why can't they have coffee? Also, why do you have to have children by the age of 21? You know, like, you can still have children all your 20s, right? You could still have it without having a messed up, like, high-risk pregnancy. You start having a high-risk pregnancy, like, I believe it's, like, your mid to late 30s, right? To, and 40s, minimum 35 and up, or it's 36 and up, 38, whatever, it doesn't matter. The end of your 30s, higher. Why? Why? And I feel like if you're lucky enough to be in a relationship or a marriage and you guys are around the same age or are the same age, it's like, oh, yeah, we know they're going to have sex. So let's have them get married. And I'm like, you don't really know that person completely. They're gonna probably cheat on you. Okay. Let's get to the whole, like, thing of Taylor, Frankie, Paul, okay? Her and her husband were swingers. It got out. To be honest with you, I bet, and this is why I feel like you guys are, like, a lot of Mormons are like, oh, we don't do that. I'm like, a lot of you guys do. You just don't want to say that you do. You don't want it out to the world. I believe a lot of you do. Are swingers, or soft swing, or whatever you want to call it. Again, they married young. You all women marry young. And it's not shocking. Yes, you have relations, or you're kissing other dudes. You have an open marriage. Right. And here, like, a lot of men have, like, 3, 4, 5 wives. It's an open marriage anyway. Right, so that wasn't, like, shocking to me at all. I guess, like, bringing other people in it, that wasn't shocking to me. I was like, okay, you guys never heard that. I guess people thought, oh, it's less common now. And I'm like, no, it still happens. So I didn't think that it is a big deal, right? But again, these people are forced to get married at a young age, and they're being forced to, they don't even know the person fully well to be married to them. And they're made to stay and not get divorced and deal with the mistreatment from their husband. And made to stay because you're not allowed to leave or get a divorce. You're supposed to stay in it and be mistreated. And Taylor got a divorce. We also know that Layla got divorced, and also Jesse got divorced because of mistreatment from their husbands. What I know about Layla, her husband is around her age. Same with Taylor. I do not know how old Jesse's husband was, if he was older or around her age. I don't know. But I'm really proud of these women. You're in a toxic relationship and you're like, I'm getting out of it. Like, what I'm hearing from, especially when I heard Taylor's mom talk, is like, you stick through it. You have a kid with this child. You stick through it. You have a kid with this man, which is a child, a man child. So I said it correctly. I forgot the man part. You're here with the man child. Like, no. So you're just continuing trauma, bad trauma after bad trauma after bad trauma. No. And this is why I'm saying these women are not in healthy relationships. That some of them can be, right? But I feel like the ones that are staying, that are in toxic relationships, they're not in healthy relationships. They're in toxic relationships, and they're staying in the relationships because of the church says they cannot. They have no right to get a divorce. But their husbands can divorce them from false pretenses and this, that, and the other. And it's fine if their husband has these issues. What? Why are you questioning it? You're supposed to stay with him, correct?
Bullshit.
Okay. So you can only have one piercing. Why? I'm going back. What's wrong with that? Like, I don't think there's issues with having more than Like, your ears pierced on the bottom. I know, like, tattoos are frowned upon. I forget, I don't know why, but tattoos are even in the Christian community, but a lot of Christians have them too. So, like, I don't get it. Like, it's not a big of a deal, in my opinion. Because what I feel like a lot of Christians have is, like, oh, like, Matthew 3:16, or John 3:16, or, you know, whatever. A Bible verse that's important to them, or, like, John 3:16. I don't know what Matthew 3:16 is, says. I can't think of it right now. Or, like, love others. Like, I love... Yeah, it doesn't matter. But, like, what... Yeah. Alright, so... Let's keep going. Like I said, it's a man's world. Men can do nothing wrong. Messed up. Men are not held accountable. Messed up. Alright. Like I said, was she 29? I don't know if I put her new age. Or, okay. Yeah, Demi is 29 and Brett is 46. That's the biggest age gap there. Dakota's an addict. Meth, I forget what it was. Like, meth, this, that, and the other. Oh, talking about this. Another thing, another Bible verse. It came into my head when I went to Dakota as an addict. That I do not like. And this says in the Bible, it's like, do not... what does light and darkness have in common? What does a yoked person and an unyoked person have in common? And by the way, unyoke means in my, like, a religious person or, like, a Christian or a Mormon person and a non-Mormon person or a Christian person and non-Christian. Okay, here's my thing. Taylor said this. She's like, I don't want to be with someone that's not Mormon. All right, I have an issue with this, okay? And like I said, we have Zach and we have Dakota. They are both Mormon. Zach is married to Jess and treats him... Oh, sorry. Zach is married to Jess and treats her like shit. Horrible. An amazing woman. An amazing Latina woman. And treats her like shit. And... She's an amazing person. And Dakota treats Taylor like trash. I'm not saying Taylor's perfect, but whatever. Here's the thing. And this is why I don't agree with this verse. Alright. A religious person, I'm just going to do this, and a non-religious person can have a lot of things in common. A lot of things in common. For me, personally. Alright? And people are going to be like, shush. Listen. For me, personally, I'd rather be in a healthy relationship where someone is treating me with love, respect, treating me as their equal, having a healthy relationship. For example, I'm going to say Macy and her husband, Jake. Okay? Because we're talking about the show, so I'll use those two as an example, right? I'd rather have that relationship and me being Christian and then the other one being religious at a different religion or not. And you want to know the best part about that is someone truly loves you. Someone loves you and respects you. Without even you asking, and I've seen that this happen multiple times, they will convert into whatever you are, like, if you're Jewish, if you're a Jewish girl, they will convert into Judaism, if you're a Christian girl, Christianity, or Catholic, or, you get what I mean, Mormon, you get what I mean, when you're in a healthy relationship. You being in a toxic relationship, which is where Jess and Zach are. What am I in a relationship with you? Oh, because you're also Mormon and you treat me like shit? Jess would be better off with someone that wasn't Mormon that would treat her with love and respect and then convert into Mormonism. Layla, she converted into Mormonism because she loved her husband. You see what I mean? And then her husband was a piece of shit anyway. But it doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is, if you love and respect and care about the person, even if they're not your religion, if they love you, they would. They love you and they know this is important for you, they will convert for you. So I'd rather be with someone that isn't and treats me with love and respect, and then they're, because they love me and they care, and I'm not even asking them, they'll convert. And that's healthy. So you're in a healthy relationship. Not, I'm this, my husband has to be like this, and then you're like, you're staying in the marriage because, oh yeah, because God said, no. I'm not staying in an unhealthy relationship just because my husband is the same religion as me. Hell no. And we have kids. Like, or even if we didn't have kids. And no, because no. God doesn't want you to be in an unhealthy relationship. Come on now. And the church, no matter what religion is saying, you have to stay in it when it's unhealthy. That's messed up. All right. Like I was saying, Dakota's an addict. His addiction does not help him. I think he still has the mindset of an addict. I think I'm going to talk about Taylor's DV thing. Dakota, what is it called? Dakota literally provoked her. I'm not saying throwing chairs is something you should do. You should never throw a chair at anyone. But why are you provoking her? Making her angry to the point that she's throwing things. I think, in my opinion, alright, if this was, I'm going to say my say, no. In my opinion, both of them should have been arrested and charged of DV. I believe because this is a man's world, and she was honest, right? A man's world, and this is Mormon country, right? Utah, specifically Salt Lake, Mormon country. They're not gonna put a guy in jail. Like, even if she didn't throw chairs at him, they wouldn't put him in jail. Because they'd be like, well, what did you do to provoke him? To make him angry? We know you do this, that. No. They both should have been put in jail. In my opinion. Both put in jail. Alright. Whitney. Whitney's not my favorite. I do not like Whitney. I think Whitney's a hypocrite. I don't like Whitney. She spreads gossip. Like, let people say their own stuff. Oh, Whitney told me this. I know this because of Whitney. Stop. 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 Also, Whitney admits that her husband has a porn addiction. It came out that Connor had a Tinder, was messaging girls. They sent pictures to each other, and the girls were like, do you know if he never met up with them? He's like, he told me he didn't. You're gonna trust a man that it probably took a long time for him to admit that he did this to you. And he probably did cheat on you. Why are you still with him? Because, okay, let's just say he didn't, like, cheat on you physically. he still cheated on your emotions. He texted, like, let's say, like, he didn't go out and then hook up with these girls, right? But he just sent pictures. He still cheated on you. Leave him. He's gonna do it again. He has an addiction. And I know the Bible and the Mormon community, right? Because if they have issues with, yeah, with gambling, they have an issue with, like, porn, too, right? The Bible does. I know that for sure. So it's okay for him to have a porn, or, like, he's being an adulterer, right? Well, of course it is in the Mormon community because he's a man. If the woman was doing that, then it would be bad. You divorce her. She's a harlot. She's a this, that. Oh, I hate this. See, this is just gonna, whole thing is gonna piss me off. All right. No. And she still stays with him. You should divorce his ass. Like, there are already three girls in this group that already got divorces. You could go and divorce him too. And then she probably be like, well, he doesn't treat me disrespectfully. Yes, I can see Connor not treating you disrespectfully. I haven't seen him the whole season treat you disrespectfully. I saw him be very kind and amazing to you. But no, for me, once a cheater, always a cheater. That was cheating. No, he'll do it again. Yes, he's not a terrible guy, but he's a cheater. Okay. Them talking about how there's two Jen Afflecks, and they both have the same middle name. That's funny. Yeah, so like I said, Taylor takes accountability to everything she does. Dakota doesn't. Like, even when the cops went, she was like, this is what happened, this is what I did, and they only arrested her. They should arrest them too. Come on now. Alright, Whitney gets a brand new sent her sex toys to just say, well, if you're not getting pleasure, da da da. She doesn't have to use it, she just has to, and then, of course, she has conflicts with it because she is a conservative Mormon, and she talks to her mom. Her mom's not okay with it. Her sister's not okay. Her sister actually is dating someone that's not Mormon. I applaud that because, yes, you can be in a healthy relationship with someone that's not Mormon. If they love you, and if that's important for them to be Mormon as well, if they are a good person and respectful to you and treat you with love and respect, they will convert if they want. And it can be a healthy relationship. And her mom was like, I would be okay if you dated a Mormon. Oh, yeah, not a Mormon person. And Whitney was like, I don't think you would. And she was like, you never asked. I'm like, maybe. I don't know. Maybe she would be okay. Maybe she wouldn't be okay. Yeah, I mentioned this. Jen is a Latina. Her mom. All right, so we have a division, and I thought it was a very interesting. Each episode is called Book of This, Book of That, Book of This. It's very interesting. Yep, I mentioned. Okay. Taylor, why don't you think you deserve a happy life? Like, why do you feel that way? I know a lot of guys have misled you and hurt your trust, but why do you feel that you do not deserve a happy life? Okay. There was a episode called this, plus it was separated, and it was called Saint versus Sinners. And pretty much stating how the saint. Okay, to be honest. All right, here's what I'm gonna call it, because I don't agree with them saying it like that. What I would consider it, and I will say that with all religions, I would say in the Mom Talk group, there are the conservative, more, how can I say this? There are the liberal Mormons that are, I would say, like, 100% liberal Mormons, okay? And then we have the moderate. Yeah, I would say Mom Talk is moderate Mormons and liberal Mormons. I wouldn't even say conservative. I said conservative, but I'm like, no, a lot of them don't agree with God. The reason why they made this group was they don't like how women were being treated in the Mormon community. So none of them are conservative. They dress like very modest. So I'm gonna call them moderate, right? So that's why I'm calling it the moderate Mormons and then the liberal Mormons. And you could say that with every religion as well. You're going to get like the more liberal Christians, and then you're going to get like the modern Christians. And the difference between the two is the modern whatever dress more like how Jen is, Macy, Michaela, Whitney, you know, covered up, long sleeve, short sleeve, like nothing tight fitting. I would say tight fitting, but nothing like, everything's loose. Like clothing wise, it's loose, right? But it's still cute. Or cute-ish. People that more long, like they're wearing maxi dresses, stuff like that. So like people that weren't religious, it'd be like that. It'd be like long dresses, stuff like that, right? So that's how I'm categorizing it as. Okay, so the moderate women, okay, are Whitney, Jess, and Macy, and the liberal women are Taylor, Demi. Oh shoot, I messed that up. Sorry, my friends. All right. The moderate women are Whitney, Jen, Macy, and Michaela. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 8 people in the whole group. So 4 moderate, and there's 4 liberal roles, which are Taylor, Demi, Jess, and Layla. And Whitney, Michaela, and Jen, are more active in the group. So they are more, like I said, they dress more like long dresses, this, that, the other, like things that would be appropriate for a church, and that the Mormon community or even the Christian community, okay, any religious group would be okay wearing. Like if for example, if you went to your grandma's, like, they wear clothes. Okay, if we're not talking religious based, okay? If you went to visit someone's grandma that is a bit baby boomer, they would be okay with what you're wearing. That's how Whitney, I'll say Whitney less because I don't like her. That's how Macy, Jen, Michaela, and Whitney dress like. Okay? AKA clothes I, there's some clothes, like, the dress that Michaela wore for her birthday, I would wear that. The shirt slash outfit that Macy wore for Michaela's birthday, I would wear. But everything else that these more moderate women wore, I would not wear. Everything, especially what Jess, I love Lala's, like, dress that she had for her divorce party, but Demi and Jess, their outfits, everything they wear, I would wear. And I have something similar or like that or in that style in my closet. That's pretty much what I'm saying. Okay. And all right. So when it comes to the Affleck, and all right, I'm just gonna say the Affleck, okay? They're conservative. Very conservative people. And again, I feel like this was more Zach's doing, and then Jen just said, okay, I don't want to get in a fight with my husband. She invited all the girls. Okay? He told her, oh, you did? Okay, you can only have Whitney, Jen, Macy, wait, she is Jen. Oh my goodness. My gosh. Sorry. You can only have Whitney, Macy, and Michaela come. Because they dress more conservative than Taylor, Layla. Oh my gosh. I'm Jess and Demi. And I'm like, they could, for the baby shower, christening, I forget what it was called, they have Mormon wear. They could wear it. Like, the gown or whatever. That they could, if you just told them that. But, like, no, you don't like that they are more liberal. So, your husband forced you. No. Okay, no, this is what I don't like. You're so controlling. She already invited all her friends. You're like, no, you can't invite half of them because they're more liberal. Oh, I hate him. You're making her look bad. He is so dumb. Like, in my opinion, he's so, that's stupid. Like, hello? Let her, all her friends come. Dumb. All right, so Demi is very sexual with her husband, Brett, who's, again, almost 50, and they said, I guess, like, her, okay, this is, like, TMI, hopefully I don't get, like, cut from anything from saying this, but, like, I'll just say, her private area, like, smelled like ruby pebbles, and then Whitney thought it was funny on Galentine's Day to gift her a box of Fruity Pebbles. That wasn't funny. Like, she just told you because you get her friend. And you thought that was, no, Winnie, you're not a good friend. Bye. That wasn't funny. That was stupid. I think it's also stupid that, okay, going back to the blessing, okay? That only the men can do it, why can't the women pray? And someone's going to say, it's patriarchy. I don't flip a kid. Women can do the same. God and Jesus loves both women and men. Jesus in general wanted women. He came here because we deserve to be treated equally. We deserve the same rights as men do. There's nothing bad about women saying the blessing. No. Fuck you for that. A big fuck you for that. That's stupid. Also, Zach, who cares who is the provider? Are your children being fed? Do they have a roof over their head? Yes? Okay. Shut the fuck up. Thank you. Alright, we're done. I'm trying to delete. I said this. I love Demi's outfits. I love Layla's divorce outfit. I don't like Dakota. Sorry, I'm trying to not repeat myself again because I've been saying this. I love the girls' outfits on Galentine's Day. Okay. The fight that they had on the girls' vacation, and Demi messed up the time and said it was 7:30 and it was actually 7. She was in her... The only guy that I saw there, because it was a girls' thing, was her husband, Brett. Why the hell would, I'm actually deleting as I'm talking because I do not want to keep repeating the same thing I'm saying multiple times. We know that Taylor is pregnant. Why on earth is Taylor being like to Demi, you were in your bra, like Dakota thought it was not necessary. You took your top off. She didn't take her top off. She was half dressed. Number one, the only guy I saw there visually was her husband. She didn't take her top off. I went, hey. No, she did not. She was respectful. If he was there to drop you off, okay. But again, she's in her house. She wasn't expecting him to come in. It was a girl's life. The only guy was her husband helping her finish. So I don't get the issue with that. Okay. Like I said, I don't like Dakota. Dakota, your girlfriend is pregnant. You're supposed to make her life less stressful. Having arguments after arguments when your girlfriend is pregnant, is that okay? You're stressing her out. You're going to make her have a high-risk pregnancy, which is going to lead for her to give birth early, especially when she's in her last trimester. When you're in your last trimester, you can have a baby at any time, especially since she already had children before. That reminds me of my dad, like, literally. With my mom, when it came to, like, when she was pregnant with my sister. Argument after argument, stressing her out after stressing her out, causing... Yeah, exactly. He's also has his faults that he doesn't want to admit to. And I don't believe anything that comes out Dakota's mouth. Alright. I speak some of these, and then either the voice doesn't recognize everything I'm saying. I think Dakota, in general, he did sleep with another girl. He lied about it. Okay, why did... Okay, Dakota, when you guys... I guess you guys weren't official yet, but you were seeing... Dakota was seeing both Taylor and Jenna. And he's like, oh, I'm with my boys. I'm with my boys. So he ended up being with Jenna. And then he's like, oh, I just kissed her. So you lie about it. See, this is the thing. If you're... Here's the thing that I would do, Taylor. He lied to you saying you took a... He has a picture on his... See, this is my thing. So he has a pre-picture of him and the boys to send his girlfriend or a girl he's dating that he's with the boys when he's... So, if he's with another girl to lie... No, if he has that, I would not believe an ounce this man says. I would have been done with him right away. I would have been done with him right away. Nope, you are not my man. I would have been done with him since that time. Do I think he had slept with Jenna? Yes. I think he slept with Jenna, then he slept with you, and then made it official with you. And then he's still cheating on you with Jenna. Because every time he brings it, he brings up the fight, stresses you out. You have the right to be concerned and nervous that he's going to cheat and he's going to be unfaithful. Because he's done it in the past. He lied to your face. So for you to not wanting to get married, it's valid. And also the church being like, oh, we are so against sex before marriage. Every religious fraction is. Okay? They get married. It's toxic. What's wrong with you? You rather that people be in marriages than have children out of wedlock? I'd rather have children out of wedlock than people having to have got pregnant and get married and it is a toxic relationship. But yeah, I don't trust Dakota at all. I don't like Dakota. If you would have been honest with Taylor to begin with, if and said, oh, I was with her, but no, you cheated. You slept with her, and you knew she was gonna be mad about it. Yeah, I also said, Taylor, don't get married to him if you're feeling uncertain. Alright, so, Jessie, I'm gonna talk about her new... Okay. I don't have any issues with Jessie's husband, but one thing that irritates me, and this is just like... This has nothing to do with religion or Mormon. It's just men in general. So, Jessie has surgery because... What was it? Labia or... It has something to do with her vagina. Was hanging low to have that cut. And because of that, like, even if... she's like, it's like you give birth and she can't have sex for a month and a half. And her husband's like... So, can you still suck my dick? Or, like, did that to say your mouth is okay to, like, suck my dick? And I'm like, really? Just let your wife relax? Like, why is that the first thing is for her to give you oral? I think it's oral. Is it? Okay. Why is that the first thing in your... It on your mind is like sex. That's just a guy thing in general. It just annoyed me. It irritated me. And I hear like guys say that all the time too. It's like their girlfriends have surgery, their wives have surgery, or just gave birth, and then they're like, oh, can she just still like satisfy me in some way? Like, is her teeth, like, is her mouth still working? Can she at least give me that? I'm serious. If my boyfriend, fiance, or husband said that, I get irritated and be like, no, you're not getting anything for a week and a half, a month and a half, because now you're irritating me, and now I'm not even going to do that. That's just me. Anyway. Alright, so Jess, I believe it was Jess that said this. I forgot to put who said this. But, oh, here, I did. I put it at the end. I'm proud of myself. Okay, so Jess said this, but particularly, give me one second. Okay, so Jess said that Dakota and Zach are only going to Vegas so they can keep their women in line. And I agree, because they're controlling, possessive assholes. They want to know what's going on, where they are, who they're with, this, that, and the other. There's something called trust, okay? There's something called trust. And also, Zach, to go to your wife, who's the breadwinner, like, to be like, honey. No, it wasn't like that. I'm not giving you my wish for it, dude. For him to be like, Jen, can I have blah, blah, blah money to go gamble? And she was like, I'm only getting this, giving you this. After that, I'm not giving you no more. And if you spend it all, you're not doing it again for the rest of the year. And he was just, he's so excited to like gamble. He's like, the last time I did that, I believe he's like 6 months or last year. And I'm like, dude, you have a problem. You have a big problem. And Jess also said, like, if he had the money that Jen had, like, let's roll with reverse, okay? And she was like, honey, I'm going with the girls on vacation. He would be like, oh, okay, here's 100. They'll spend, like, he would be so strict on money. Very strict, very, like, strict on it. But because it's Jen's money, he's like, I'm gonna take 1,000 here, 1,000 there. No respect for Jen. So disrespectful, so loyal. Oh yeah, I also said I love Jesse's outfit for Layla's birthday. I'm just saying, oh, I love Jesse's outfit. I love Demi's outfit. Okay, in general, I love Demi and Jesse's outfits the whole season. There's items here and there of Macy's outfits that I like, and there's like outfits of here and there there's one outfit of, yeah, okay, so Jen and Demi's outfits the whole seasons I love. There's outfits here and there of Layla's that I like. There's outfits here and there of Macy's that I like. I can't really say for Taylor because Taylor was pregnant the majority of the season, so I can't really say outfits of hers because I'm like, they were like very like sweatpants and then a shirt, and I'm like, that's pretty much what I. If I'm like not wanting to look cute, but is what I wear, so I'm like, I can't really say I like your outfit. And then there's an outfit of Jen that I like, and an outfit of Michaela's that I like. But like, so I'm just gonna I'm just putting that as a point. Like, love the outfit. Like I said, Zach is being disrespectful to Jen's money. If it was his money, he would be so controlling. But because it's his wife, he's like, oh, who cares? Alright. So, Jesse surprised the group. They go to Vegas. They're like, yeah, Vegas is something that... Okay. That Mormon girls don't go to. And my answer to that is... Any religious group doesn't... It's something taboo for them to go to. So, in general, what I'm trying to say is... This TV show, in general... Yes, it's more, it's a man's world. This, that, and the other, and more. But... The topics of, like, talking about sex and being, like, you know, more liberal or tattoos and stuff like that. I feel like if this, minus, like, the, if, I feel like you could do this with, like, the Muslim community and see stuff like that, too. Christian community, you get what I'm saying. So, I feel like this is relatable to like a lot of religions. Like, it's not even Mormon. Okay, so Jesse tells, oh, they're going to Chippendales. The girls tell their men. Well, here before we do that, Jess is the only one that knows. So Jess's husband. Knows who I can't remember his name or not because I never wrote it down, but aka her second husband. And Macy's husband Jake was like, oh, we're going to Vegas. He's like, fine, see, this is the fine, that's fine. I don't know what we're going to, what show we're going to, Jess says a surprise, it might be, what happens if it's like a Magic Mike show, or, you know, this show, that show. I'm fine, I'm solid, I know at the end of the day you're not gonna do nothing. I know at the end of the day you're still gonna be mine. I know we're faithful to each other, I trust you. I know that. I know if I went, like, if I went to a bachelor party or a whatever party, and the guys went to a strip joint, you would be fine with it. Same goes vice versa. And I'm like, you see that? That's called a healthy relationship with trust, okay? You hear that? You hear what I'm saying? Where we have the... reverse where it comes to Jen and Zach. It's like, oh, I don't know what it is. We are going to Vegas. Oh, no. You're not going there. If you go there, no. If you go there, no. I don't want my woman here. I don't want my woman there. I don't want this. You this if you do this. What the fuck did Jen do for you to not trust her? The fuck? And then you come on to the show and be like, yeah, Jen can do whatever she wants. And like, just kidding. No, she can't. Excuse me? Alright. Going back. Jen, they are all the girls text their dudes, being like, oh, Demi surprises with Chippendale. Again, Jess husband's already knew which he was fine with it. Macy's husband was fine with it. Macy went to Chippendale with her mom. One time. Who else? Okay, the three people that I saw had an issue was Michaela's husband, who I don't remember his name, Jen Zach and Dakota. The other husbands were like, we trust you. You're fine. We're fine. It is what it is. Bless myself. I don't know if my sneeze got on camera. I was trying to pause it before I sneezed. So, yeah. So, Michaela, Jen, and Taylor had to leave because of their controlling husband and misogyny and how it would look at a Mormon church. So, just like how in Laguna Beach, we never saw them in school. Like, we never see these girls in church. So, it doesn't really matter. The church, outside the church, is being, like, then, you know, like, oh, yeah, they're, this is about the Mormon community, but we never see them in church. What I, going back to the intro card, I think it's very interesting how in the in the intro, all of them are like doing the shh, like if you ever saw Pretty Little Liars, and then two can keep a secret when one of them is dead, and then they have their finger placed on top of their lips. It's like that. I thought, oh, that's interesting. Like, because it's a secret. Yes. Dakota's not thoughtful at all. How are you yelling and degrading your girlfriend when she's pregnant? Are you okay? Like, what's wrong with you? Why are you constantly arguing with a pregnant woman? You're stressing her out. You're stressing the baby out. If the baby comes out, it's your fault. Early. Like, what's wrong with you? And also, Zach being like, I'm divorcing you. So, like I said, Jen told Zach, this is where she didn't know where Jess was taking them. And then Zach's like, yes, you did. You surround yourself. You put yourself in this bad position. You did this. You did this bad. You did this on purpose. No, she didn't. Leave. I want you to leave. And she did. And then you continue belittling her, calling her trash, calling her this, a bad person, a bad mom, when she's not. You can't even take care of your own kid by yourself. Excuse me? You can survive. You're lucky your family is rich, that they can have nannies and stuff like that. You can do it yourself. Her role is not to just take care of the children, cook, and be your slave. This is why I'm saying that. Cook, clean, make sure, listen to every word, slave, right? Being belittled, being emotionally attacked. That's how slaves were. I know they were also physically, but like, it's like, no, I'm not okay with that. And she had to leave, and then she had a whole argument, this, that, the other. It's not okay. Girl, divorce his ass. Divorce his ass. Divorce his ass. And he showed like multiple times, oh, he doesn't care about mom talk. He doesn't care about her friends. He doesn't care. He wants to isolate her. No, toxic. And the church, or any church that's like, no, you have to say that. No, get out. Like, no, that's not healthy at all. Okay. Going back to Taylor. Why is she not allowed to be in a club or a bar? She has a DV charge, so she in probation. But how does DV is domestic violence. Domestic violence has nothing to do with alcohol. Plus, she didn't do it outside in a bar or a club. The incident happened in their house. So So if she wanted to, she could drink inside her house. Like, I know she can't now because she's pregnant. But if she wanted to, she could drink in her house. Why is she banned from being in a club or a bar? The incident didn't happen in a club or a bar. Huh?
Okay, make it make sense. Okay, alright, anyway. I know I mentioned this, but now I have it together in a paragraph. But Zach is narcissistic. All the girls have said it. Even Jen said it and said that, like, because he's not getting his way and because I'm not just, like, okay, Zach, I'm gonna kiss your butt and listen to everything you said. He is showing those traits even more, that he's narcissistic. He wants to make the decision, and he wants his decision to be it. For example, don't go there. Okay, go home. Okay, this is your fault. Okay. No, this is literally what I think Zach wanted. Zach wanted, after he belittled and mistreated his wife, Jen, who's nothing but amazing to him, he wanted to belittle her, make her feel like shit, and for her to be like, yes, Zach, you are completely and utterly correct. That's what he wanted. You're not gonna get that, because that's not true. You were 110% wrong. Okay? Asshole, shut up. You're not even cute.
Okay?
Alright. Anyway, he wants her to follow his decision and his decision only. It's his way or the highway. He wants to dominate and the relationship. He wants his wife to be submissive with no personality. And the girls,
Demi said it, so did it, Jess said it. That's
what's wrong with the
Mormon world. The men are held up on a pedestal, and they are this, that, and the other, and that they're God when they're not. And they are like, oh, we could treat women however we want.
Okay. Here's a situation that I was annoyed with. Okay, Dakota wants to talk to Macy. Macy's like, okay, I have 15 minutes. Okay, I have 15 minutes. She meets him at a parking lot. Dude doesn't even knock. He doesn't do the at her car door. He just opens it. Hello? Which scares the crap out of her. That would scare me. You lucky she didn't yell at you. Hello? Are we friends? No. You don't just open someone's door like that.
Like I said, I don't trust him at all. And him, as in Dakota, I think he's just trying to save face.
And just say, because Taylor told him, if you cheat on me, we're done. If you sleep with that girl, we're done. So he knows that.
I feel like sometimes when guys know that if they do something wrong, you're going to end a relationship with them, they're still going to do it. They just won't tell you and be like, no, that your friend is lying. So to separate your friendship with that person and isolate you from your friends? No.
He did it. Why are you so, like, defensive? Yeah, men don't deserve to be in a pedestal. Like, no. Men are not better than anyone else. Okay, I said that. I love Macy's outfit for Michaela's birthday. I also love Michaela's outfit for her birthday. Zach saying he doesn't care about mom talk and about the moms, and that all he cares about is that he got accepted to his school in New York, and that he wants his
he wants Jen to come with, and Jen was like, no, you should take a year. We have to solve this fight. We have to find common ground. We have to be in a better place for you to go to med school, because med school is going to be tough as it is already. And he's at four. And at the end of the episode, they end up being in the Big Apple, where she's separated from her friends and her family. Narcissist.
Also, why did you have to be with him?
If my thing is, what I would do, because you're not divorcing him right now, because she did mention, like, if you keep treating me this way, I will divorce you. Separate yourself. Be like, fine, go to New York, go to med school in New York. I'm staying here. That's what I would do.
I think he would probably have talked to his family in the church and be like, she's not good. She's not going with me. So that's probably where she went. Nah. Okay. All right, we're almost done, guys. I know this was a long podcast, but I have a lot of thoughts and opinions. Okay. We're going to end things with Whitney, but before I end things with Whitney, Macy, like I said, Macy does a confessional Sundays, found out that someone said, I kind of slept with Dakota when he was with Taylor. And I'm like, what does kind of mean? How do you kind of sleep with someone? You either sleep with someone or you don't, which confused me, which brought Macy to tell Taylor to confront Dakota, where Dakota lied, and then had this like, oh, you're doing this, that, and the other to my relationship. No, I'm like, no, you're doing this to your own relationship. So everybody thinks that it's Jenna who met Taylor once, who said kinda, and at the end of episode 8, the season finale, Macy calls Jenna to ask the questions, so we will find out what happens. And the funny thing is, the first episode of season 2 is called Book of Revelations, which is actually a book of the Bible. Revelation, which is the last book of the New Testament in the Bible. But I was like, oh, that's an actual book. That's funny. But yes, I don't think Jen and Zach are gonna work things out before he goes to school. I think they're still gonna have their issues. I hope she divorces him, because she doesn't deserve that at all.
And last, and not least, we find out, like, I purposely left Whitney out of a lot of things because I don't like Whitney. And her, like, not going to people, the whole thing about Bob Talk was for them to support each other even though they have issues with each other. But Whitney has not support the girls to come in and for Michaela's birthday, give her a present. Make it awkward when she's at support any of the girls was weird. Okay, Whitney, the last thing I'm gonna end with is you. That's disgusting. Okay, Whitney finds out she's pregnant. She puts the pregnancy test in a cake. And she's like, well, the lid was on it. The lid was on it. Even her sister was like, gross, ew. And she was like, and you're pulling out. I think Whitney was pulling out. It's like, ew, gross, ew, gross. I was like, why are you saying ew, gross? Is it like the frosting stink? Because I figured it was either like a gender reveal or something, or say I pranked it or something. And I was right with that. But it ends up being like the pee stink. I don't know the specific name for it. And I'm like, ew, that's gross. So now your mom, you, and your dad touch the pee stick. That's disgusting. Germs will go over. Like, like, okay, so this is TMI, but like, even like when you do, when you go to the doctor's office and do like a urine test for your daily checkup, the pee, like, unless like you put the cup specifically in the correct place, it's gonna go all over. It's like the cup, your hand, inside the cup, so everything is like gross. On a stick, it's gonna do the same stinking thing, right? It's all over and it stays there. So ew! I hope they threw all the cake away, like, cause I got another cake. Because no way am I gonna eat a cake that had your pee stick on it. No, gross. I hope they had a different cake or not eat it. Because if someone's gonna eat it, I'm like, you, hi, Whitney, you eat it. And maybe your husband eat it, I guess, because you guys are really intimate. But everybody else, no. I know Whitney's sisters are not eating it because they're like, ew, gross, Whitney, that's disgusting. Alright, so that's all I have for you today. I know this is a long one. It's almost 2 hours long. I'll talk to you guys soon. Next podcast is going to be, a long one, because this one, it was already a long one, so I'm just gonna make it a long one, and it's gonna be family day. The episode after family day, which is about the results and the finale, so all three are gonna be put in one, and it's gonna be probably this long or maximum of 2 hours, depending on how long I talk. But yeah, that's all I have for you guys today. Bye.